But people themselves alter so much that there is something new to be observed in them forever.
Yes, indeed, cried Mrs. Bennet, offended by his manner of mentioning a country neighbourhood. I assure you there is quite as much of that going on in the country as in town.
Everybody was surprised, and Darcy, after looking at her for a moment, turned silently away. Mrs. Bennet, who fancied she had gained a complete victory over him, continued her triumph.
I cannot see that London has any great advantage over the country, for my part, except the shops and public places. The country is a vast deal pleasanter, is it not, Mr. Bingley?
When I am in the country, he replied, I never wish to leave it, and when I am in town it is pretty much the same. They have each their advantages, and I can be equally happy in either.
Aye, that is because you have the right disposition. But that gentleman, looking at Darcy, seemed to think the country was nothing at all.
Indeed, mamma, you are mistaken, said Elizabeth, blushing for her mother. You quite mistook Mr. Darcy. He only meant that there was not such a variety of people to be met with in the country as in town, which you must acknowledge to be true.
Certainly, my dear, nobody said there were. But as to not meeting with many people in this neighbourhood, I believe there are few neighbourhoods larger. I know we dine with 24 families.
Nothing but concern for Elizabeth could enable Bingley to keep his countenance. His sister was less delicate, and directed her eyes towards Mr. Darcy with a very expressive smile. Elizabeth, for the sake of saying something that might turn her mother's thoughts, now asked her if Charlotte Lucas had been at Longbourn since her coming away.